proclamation number 8400 dated the February 2nd, 1963. The soul's entry into the kingdom of light. Every spiritual request shall be granted to you. I have given you this promise because my love will fulfill everything that will benefit your soul. And thus you can also rest assured that you will enter the kingdom of light and bliss after your physical death if you have lived your life on earth in accordance with my will, if you have demonstrated your love for me through your activity of unselfish neighborly love, and if you have lived your life on earth with me by having allowed me to be your constant companion. He that believeth in me has everlasting life. Single quote. And anyone who lives a life of love also believes in me with a true, living faith, and he will therefore be granted a blissful life in the spiritual kingdom. And realization will indeed come to him in a flash. He will move within true thinking, and his happiness is such that the soul with its light, by which it is permeated, will also be able to delight the souls which still linger in darkness and long for light. By making others happy it will find its own happiness, and so it has to have a bright light shining within itself first. You humans cannot possibly imagine this beatitude nor the nature of the activity, but you may well believe that these souls will no longer desire to return to earth, especially since they know that no human being will remain on earth and every soul will soon meet its loved ones again. Therefore they should not grieve either, but only ever strive to achieve a higher degree of love which will facilitate their spiritual vision, because this degree is necessary for souls to meet again immediately after their passing away from this world. Otherwise the souls will first have to strive for and attain this degree in the beyond. Yet the fact that people will meet again one day is absolute truth. And it will be an exceptionally joyful moment when the union takes place in the spiritual kingdom. You humans, who are affected by harsh strokes of fate, should always bear in mind that whatever happens to you in earthly life is only founded on my love and wisdom. Stay mindful of the fact that I don't want to cause you suffering but greater beatitudes, which you often gain through suffering. And you should not doubt it but humbly accept everything and, truly, the blessing will not fail to materialize itself. And if, one day, you look back on your earthly existence, you will be filled by profound gratitude and love for me, whom you recognize as your father, who only has his children's fate at heart, which will await them in the kingdom of the beyond. Be aware of the fact that you won't stay much longer on this earth, and that you therefore will have to accept a greater amount of suffering in order to reach the goal of voluntarily uniting yourselves with me. And every prayer you send to me will come from the bottom of your heart and therefore will also be answered by me. You will often send your thoughts into the kingdom which is your true home, and will also be allowed to receive currents of light and strength from this realm. You will keep in constant contact with those who merely went ahead of you and who, if you possess a high degree of maturity and light, will support you to also achieve your goal while you are still on earth. For a soul which is already permitted to spread light will also be able to transmit the light to you humans, and that means that you will then live within utter truth. For where light exists no error will be able to sustain itself because it will be recognized as such, and the path of anyone living in truth must lead to the goal without fail. And believe that I know every thought in your heart, and thus I also know what you still need and take care that it will be imparted to you. And even if I occasionally use painful means they will nevertheless liberate the souls from their physical constraints and they will merely exchange earthly life with a far more beautiful life in the spiritual kingdom, where they will be of loving service to me and therefore also enjoy beatitudes which earthly life cannot offer. For they have entered the eternal truth from whence they once originated. Amen.